T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky.
All right, shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. This show's flown by. Wow, it's already 9:20. I was struggling this morning getting up, man. Struggling. I was up late playing my Madden franchise. I got some ballers, man. Beat the Niners in the Super Bowl 38-37 in overtime.
You know what I was doing yesterday?
What happened?
Setting up LJ's room.
Oh, nice.
Hanging curtains. Yeah.
You're late to the party.
Well, cribs. The cribs, all that stuff's been assembled. Michelle has ordered and returned 7,000 things.
I don't know, Joe.
Driving me nuts.
I'm
cardboard boxes everywhere.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm not trying to get on Michelle's.
But my new Milwaukee drill bits, they were working great.
No Makita?
No, I went Milwaukee.
I just realized in The Sopranos they were still in Makitas.
Yeah. And then Chris got angry.
Yeah, it was just Paulie's a dirtbag for that.
His father-in-law, man. He can't be disrespecting.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. By the way, download the free Odyssey app and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. You catch every Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Catch an amazing interviews you missed, too, like when Jason Tempe joined Steiny and Evan last week. Trayce Jackson-Davis is questionable today. Questionable for the Miami Heat game. They definitely need him. Miami Heat, pardon me, 7th in the Eastern Conference right now. Warriors, obviously, are 10th. And the Warriors are 5-7 in the month of March. And their opponents have been hurting them from three. Opponents are making 15 threes a night and shooting over 39% from three in the month of March. So the Warriors got to do a better job defending that three-point line. All right, with that said, we've been talking about gambling today. We know about Shohei Ohtani. We'll dive deeper into it and just what to make of gambling in sports. This is going to be nasty. There's going to be a lot of cases here like Jontay Porter in the near future. You have to think. So let's talk to Darren Revelle, formerly of ESPN, sports business reporter. He's got a big announcement coming up in a few weeks. But Darren, thanks so much for joining us this morning on 95.7 The Game on such short notice. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Awesome. So what do you make of the Shohei situation here after his statement in which he basically requested to not have any questions go his way?
I kind of believe him.
I kind of believe him.
I don't think he's the gambler. And originally I was like, he's the gambler. We're going to have a LA Times or whatever, San Francisco Chronicle, whatever. It's going to say it ain't show. But, I think that I actually do believe him. I'm just trying to figure out the part where the translator gets access to his account. No matter how great of friends they are, and the translator had said that they spent 365 days a year together. I don't know of any person, including my wife or even my children, I want to spend 365 days with. But Even the foreign thing, and you know, yes, you don't have that many friends, you don't have that many confidants. Now you have one. Still don't know how you get access to the bank account.
Well,
now,
that was my biggest question, Darren. How does he have access to his financial resources? My fiance doesn't have access to my financial resources. How does an interpreter have access to your financial resources?
Right. So the only thing I can come up with is that the agents and the financial advisors sometimes do have power of attorney. They sometimes do. They're writing checks for these guys, and they're doing that. And that's how, you know, Tim Duncan got had. And there's a bunch of guys who give carte blanche to their financial advisors. Now, this is the scenario where, and I tweeted this last night, this is the scenario where this story is over. I gave power of attorney to my financial advisor or my agent, and this guy called my agent and said that this is how, you know, that they wanted to create some sort of account, and it was coming from Shohei's request, and the agent never called Shohei. Then it's possible. That's my in my mind kind of how this would have worked out, because I don't believe that he has access to Ohtani's bank account. Absolutely not. But I do think, because of the language barrier, it's possible that the translator could have corresponded with someone who did have power of attorney, made his own decision, say, hey, you know, he needs $4.5 million set aside here, and then not gone back and told Ohtani. To me, that's how I've reasoned this could have possibly worked out.
It's crazy mental gymnastics. Can we just stop on one thing? So you're saying these guys are besties, which is what they've been alluding to. Well, at least they're together all the time. If you've ever been with anyone who has a couple of ducks on a game, or even fantasy, which we're talking about tiny scraps, not even real, you know right away the way to throw the ball to Deontay Thompson. Like, we see this all the time. You really believe that he didn't know that his homeboy, who he spends every minute of every waking day with, didn't have money on everything?
He had to know that.
That's what
I'm saying. He had to at least know that, right? Because, you know, when who's the backup Rams quarterback? John Wolford or whatever?
Wofford. That was a couple years ago.
Wofford.
This year that we saw Wentz got a start.
Last year,
I had. I had a tremendous, you know, I don't do a lot of parlays because parlays aren't winners, but I did do a parlay, and it was to win like $9,000. Yeah. And the only thing that could have happened is the Rams could not, and we could find the game, but the Rams could not have gone down the field to score a touch. I mean, I didn't need any more points, and the Rams start at their 5-yard line with him as the quarterback. And I'm sitting here, and, you know, normally on a Sunday, working previously for the Action Network, you know, so I got the computer on my lap, my family's around, and he goes and goes all the way down the field. Oh, I know who it was against Arizona, because I called J.J. Watt afterwards. I was like, let me just ask you this, and this is like, did you go off the play at the end? Anyway, he scores a touchdown, and I am normally very even keeled. My wife, I make an effort for my family not to know when I'm betting. And I remember I went ballistic, you know, so yes, you know, this stuff. Yeah. If there's someone who's betting, who's next to you, there's 30 or 50 times a year where they scream out uncontrollably.
You're so right about parlays being a lottery ticket. Real ones don't do parlays. I love the live sports, the team totals or whatnot, live in-game action. That's the evolution of gambling to me. But, you know,
live is tough, though, because I'm a big live bettor, too. You know, live is tough because you're up against the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, you're up against audience, so you have to try to get some sort of emotional. I mean, I love live unders because, you know, the computer is going to bet that most people are going to go over. Mm-hmm. So I like to try to go against the grain, but then you're that dude like Princess Bride. You're like, well, that cup doesn't have that poison, so I won't have that. You know, you're just, again, mental gymnastics.
Yeah, no doubt. Tara Raphael here on the morning, also 95.7 The Game. A sports business reporter knows about the gambling world as well. So, Jonte Porter with Toronto. I know you saw this story where some prop bets, they were betting the unders, and there was heavy action on his unders here. And we know about Calvin Ridley being suspended for a year. We had all those Lions players last season suspended for gambling. Where is this going?
Yeah, but we haven't had a player yet if it's not him betting, it's his boys betting.
Right.
We haven't had the scenario we have not had with a prop is a guy purposely going under, which they can, know, you can control. So, you know, often when we talk about gambling, we talk about what's good about the legalized gambling is you're able to tell. And when people say stupid things to me like, oh, that game was rigged, and I'm like, it's impossible to rig the game because there's 800 things that have to go on.
Right.
And they're not all together, right? They're not all in on this.
Right.
However, and by the way, teams can't do the unders and but a player certainly can know their prop number, and if he did it for 10 straight, 20 straight games, you might not know. You might not know because a miss could be in the middle. So it always relies on, and this is why the states have been very careful with props with college players, it always relies on the guy making enough money that he wouldn't do this. But listen, guys have boys they got to take care of or whatever it is, and I think something like this, if it is what it is, maybe, it's bound to happen.
Well, what's the solution? How can you stop this? Because do you tap cell phones? Do you tap accounts on social media? Because it feels like a lot of guys, it could be insider trading, right? Like you see on Wall Street, a guy may know
in
baseball, for example.
It's you guys will be, this guy is, again, I'm not trying to jump ahead here, but I'm just trying to say for argument's sake, this guy was caught. You don't want to be caught. Do you want to end your career? It's almost like a scare tactic because they can't go all the way in. I mean, you know, with the NBA, with this, the amazing thing that the NBA had never foreseen when gambling got legalized was how these stats every night because of these guys trying to take big combo parlays on props. People are screaming, no, that wasn't a team rebound. That was that guy's rebound. Yeah. And now I don't have 10 and a half, and now I lost $30,000.
Yeah.
Like, literally every day I get texts when I was working in the action alert, help me, let me show you this replay. Clearly, he had two hands. It was it wasn't a controlled tip. It was a rebound.
Wow.
Think of how angry we were when Ricky Davis.
What's going on?
I know. Think about how angry society was when Ricky Davis got the augmented triple double, and everyone lost their minds. And now we're going back and retconning everything. So I would take umbrage just in, like, it doesn't matter how much money you make, you can get addicted to anything. Phil Mickelson, Michael Jordan. I mean, these are some of the biggest gamblers on the planet, right? So I don't think it matters about how much you're making. But if I'm one of the leagues right now, that you've got to be scared beyond belief. You've been grabbing at all the DraftKings gambling money, and now all these guys are going down and being linked to it. How nervous are these sports leagues?
I think they're nervous, but I also think they haven't done enough. I mean, have you noticed security is any greater at these games?
No. Not really.
I sure haven't. And now again, what are you relying on? You're relying on that the big bettor might have seven other bets, so he's at a sports bar or at his home. But the big bettor goes to a game. I'm really scared about that, right? We had the young kid nicknamed Parlay Pats, who I chronicled, who was winning all these parlays, and then turned out when he was losing these parlays, he was DMing these guys and saying, I'll cut your neck, you know, athletes who ruined his parlay. Cut your neck off. I'll put a pick in your eye or whatever it is. And, you know, that there are people who are, you know, gambling makes you unstable. And this guy made you lose, you know, watch out. So that's one of the things where I think the leagues are scared, but I clearly think they have not done enough in-person security.
What they know, though, with gambling now being involved in sports, they're taking all the money from DraftKings and FanDuel, so they probably are turning a blind eye to it. And, Darren, we were discussing this earlier. I believe that they will probably sweep a lot of cases under the rug because they don't want this negative PR when it comes to gambling and players possibly gambling on themselves. Don't you think that could happen?
Listen, if they're in cahoots in terms of, like, you know, they are lockstep with stats and everything else, you know, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a, hey, you found out about this. I mean, can you imagine, let's say if it is found out, like, that Shohei Ohtani was gambling. Like, what does Major League Baseball do? I mean, this is the biggest star to come since, who knows? I mean, these are guys, baseball's a sport that considered, I mean, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper a star. Like, Shohei is, like, on the next level.
Yeah.
For everything.
Darren.
So they couldn't, how would they suspend them? They couldn't suspend them. That would be crazy with everything on the line.
Darren.
So, yeah, there's self-interest. And sure, you could imagine, you know, they're private businesses. They can conduct their own investigations, and the players don't ever, there's no subpoena power here. The players don't have to talk unless there's criminality. So yeah, the I'm sure the leagues are scared not only for, you know, what's to come from outside forces, but inside.
Bigger can of worms with more tentacles. The steroid era, or what we could be approaching in terms of sports gambling?
I think the steroid era, and having, you know, been firmly in that and covering the business side, you know, I was at ESPN for my first stint when all that started coming down and the Mitchell report and everything. I think that is tougher because, you know, it is seen as performance enhancing, and then you do well. I think the gambling still is close because it strikes at the integrity of the game. You don't want to believe that what you're seeing is not what you're seeing, right? Like, right. Whether it's, you know, are the Astros banging on the trash can? Is the guy at second base stealing the sign? Is that you? So I think both involve integrity. I think steroids, because of the guys who used it and the success stories, Brady Anderson or whoever, you know, whoever it is, McGuire or Bonds to the max, I think steroids was a tougher pill to swallow, and I think everyone felt like they had to do it. I think the big guys, I think, are going to be able to stay away from gambling. Even as you said, Jordan and Nicholson involved, I don't think it'll be that crazy. But I think there will continue to be compromising situations in the sport.
What happens once gambling, you're allowed to gamble in stadiums? Like, once they start having ATM machines where you can walk up and make a bet stadiums?
In most cases, you can gamble in stadiums. Like, I'm in Jersey, I can gamble. They're not geofencing any of it out. I can gamble in stadiums. The idea of kiosks in stadiums, with the exception of a couple, like in Washington, like, that has gone out the window because the gambling companies have realized they're better off having you bet on your phone, know who you are, versus you do a one-off bet and print it out of the kiosk. So I don't expect kiosks to come back. They want to walk you in with your phone, and the guys that are doing sponsorship deals within the stadium are trying to get you to download the app so that you could do it on your phone when you go home instead of the one-off kiosk thing.
Makes sense.
So that really hasn't affected things. I will tell you, having been in New Jersey, where it is as pervasive as it is, if you look in the crowd at a Devils game, and I'm a season ticket holder, you can clearly see the moment where the over hits or the under hits. Like, you know, you could look at the crowd and you could see 300 people at the same time on a seemingly meaningless action either cheer or put their head in their hands.
I'm not going to lie. We do this thing on NBC Sports where the edge comes up and the team hits a shot. We're like, oh, the over-under hit. It's so natural. It's so natural. Yeah. You see it in the crowds, too, whether it's Jersey or Vegas or here in California. Darren Revelle,
what's the
big announcement you got? You want to give us a little tease, man? Don't tease us like that, Darren. What's going on in your world?
I'm doing something.
I'm launching a media company in a couple weeks that's going to cover a space that I love, and I can't wait to share it.
Do you want us part of your media company? We're for sale. We always work part time. Always for sale.
If you got, you're trying to get me to reveal what would be.
I'm just trying to keep you on the line,
Dan. I have a particular set of skills. I went Liam Neeson on you.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're building some offices. We're building studios.
I like this.
Like a dream.
We're going back to the office.
I like that, Darren.
I am going back to the office. I don't know if that means, you know, I'm going back to the office because I'm going back to the office, or going back to the office so I could concentrate and not have my screaming twins around my office. You know, like this work from home thing. I'm done. I'm done with it.
I like that. We all need to get out the house, too. Darren Revelle here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. A lot of good insight there. Thanks for the time.
You got it. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.